So first we realize there is an energy field of pain in me that may manifest either as turbulence, anger, heaviness, like depression, tightness, fear. Whatever way it manifests, it's not pleasant, it's painful, it's past pain, residues, but very much alive still. You carry it inside, but you're not always conscious of it. And I talk about it briefly in one chapter of the book, so we go into it a little bit more deeply now. And now there's the added energy of presence that we take into the pain body. The pain body is sometimes dormant and sometimes active. It becomes active when you suddenly feel it very strongly, when it needs to feed on further experience of pain, as it always has to do regularly, like it's a little entity almost. It needs feeding temporarily on the experience of further pain. And you will know that this has happened when a relatively insignificant trigger produces an incredible outburst reaction of pain. A minor thing goes wrong, or somebody says something, or your partner does something or says something, and there's suddenly a deep, or even a thought comes in, and suddenly it serves as a trigger for an immense, the arising of deep emotional pain. At that moment, the pain body, this energy field, has come up out of its dormant state. It is ready to feed on more pain. It produces first two ways in which it, I haven't quite put it that clearly in the book, I'll explain it in the next book. There are two ways in which it produce, it feeds on the further, because it's all you can feed on. You cannot, the pain body consists of that energy of pain. It needs, please, where can I get more pain? It feeds on your thoughts when it's ready to rise up. It will control your thinking. It rises into the mind. And the mind, which is your thought activity, becomes aligned with the pain body. Every thought you think is destructive and painful. And the pain body loves it. It gobbles up the energy of every thought that you think, every destructive and deeply negative thought. It eats it up, so to speak. And it's having a good time. It's feeding. And at that moment, one way of putting it is, one could say that is the addictive quality of human pain. Addictive because it loves its pain. When the pain body has taken you over and has succeeded in pretending that that's who you are, all your thinking is completely aligned with it. And it's feeding on it. At that very moment, the least thing you want, the last thing you want, is to be free of pain. At that moment, pain is what you want, because at that moment you are the pain body. And anybody who tells you that if I came into your life at that moment and gave you this message that a life free from pain is possible, you would hit me over the head. Because the pain body would be there, and I would be talking to the pain body, and the pain body would be talking back at me. So the pain body needs to come in periodically, and you all have experienced it with partners, finding the ideal partner, and after a few weeks, realizing that there's another side to them, that periodically they become a little monster. And then thinking, oh, I must have made a dreadful mistake. You haven't. Everybody has a pain body, including yourself. But it's a bit more difficult to see the little monster coming up in yourself. Now, the pain body will use your thinking. It will feed on your negative and destructive thinking. It can go on. Now, how long the feeding time lasts of a particular pain body varies greatly from person to person. It could be a pain body that feeds very quickly, could be an hour or two. Some pain bodies have a feeding time of several weeks, even months. That's extreme. And in very extreme cases, there are some pain bodies that have virtually no dormant stage. They are continuously feeding and active, but that's more rare, but also happens. These, you sometimes meet people who are, and you look into their eyes and you can see the pain body is looking at you through their eyes, and they're waiting for an excuse to have more. Do they want you to give them a painful reaction? They want you to be angry with them. They want you to attack them. That's people who are totally possessed by the pain body.